It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. The latest season of American Idol wraps up this week. It is still the highest rated show on TV, but the ratings are not what they used to be. This season's first episode was watched by fewer people, in fact, than any other season since the debut a decade ago. And the median age of people watching gets older every year. Even its competitor, The Voice, has lost audience, yet new shows like ABC's Duets keep popping up. We're going to talk about this with NPR Music's Ann Powers. She's in our studios. Welcome, Ann, once again.
Hi, Steve.
So singing show fatigue, is that what's happening here?
I know I'm experiencing it. After 6 years or so of writing about Idol, being a huge fan of certain Idol winners and runner-ups, I have to say, I'm bored.
Oh, come on. There's dramatic suspense every season. You never know who's going to win. You never know what might happen. It's a live show. You got the judges, everything. What's wrong with that?
Well, in fact, one problem is that we generally do know who's going to win. American Idol has been won by a quote-unquote white guy with guitar many times in a row now, and Philip Phillips is another one, and he's on board to possibly win tonight. His competitor, Jessica Sanchez, is in another classic Idol mode. She's a teenager with a huge voice who sings ballads and is very soulful. She would be the first Filipina Latina to win Idol, but really, we just aren't seeing anything new on Idol this season, and it's getting crazily repetitive.
I suppose there is some repetition in the music that's chosen year after year.
Well, this is another key problem, Steve. We hear songs again and again and again. The songbook is not, if it's growing, it's growing incrementally.
Well, let's just mention there are millions of songs in the world, but there are certain songs that get repeated year after year after year. And in fact, we have brought you clips of one of those songs heard again and again. Let's listen.
How can you just walk away from me when all I can do is watch you leave? There's so much I need to say to you, so many reasons why. You're the only one who really knew me at all. So take a look at me now.
Yeah, take a look at me now that my day is ruined because I'll be hearing that song all day long.
That, of course, was Against All Odds by the immortal Phil Collins. This season we heard other songs we are so over. And I Am Telling You I'm Not Leaving. Come on, just leave. Let's not hear that one from Dreamgirls again.
Okay, one final thing to ask about then. Let's bring up the phrase jump the shark, which we should explain for people. I think people think that means the series is over, but actually that's the moment in the series when the producers realize they're running out of ideas, and so they do something crazy to try to shake it up. Have we reached the jumping the shark moment for American Idol yet?
Idol has jumped the shark so many times. It has its own exhibit in Marine World. What happens with Idol is that just when you think you want to walk away, like in that Phil Collins song, something interesting does happen. So
take a look at me now.
So we were so bored, and then Adam Lambert came along and was the most fascinating Idol of all time. However, the past two seasons, I've been so bored, and I haven't had that magic moment. I fear it's just every element's played out.
And the competitors?
The competitors are fun. I like The Voice, and they do feature a wider array of music and a wider array of contestants. But again, it's boxed in to that particular musical structure of the big song, the big ballad, that doesn't allow for real musical change. So in the end, you had a guy, Jermaine Paul, who won by singing I Believe I Can Fly, the R. Kelly song that is one of the most overused and abused songs in singing competitions. It's just really hard to break the mold.
Well, Ann Powers, enjoy watching the American Idol finale if you can.
I'm going to be out at a rock show, Steve.
NPR's Ann Powers.